Bulletcast for life.
Yo, 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 what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, your mother's favorite podcaster. Listen, big things have happened in the world of WWE since the last time we've spoken. I'm here with the Canadian Destroyer, Brandon Tanguma. What's up, brother?
What's up? It's been a long time. It's been 24 hours since I've seen you.
It has. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we were told that there was going to be a press conference in Las Vegas on Thursday. Wasn't actually a press conference, which is probably why they changed the name to a kickoff show. And it was very boring for like the first 40 minutes of it. It was like, oh, they're just doing promos and hyping up WrestleMania. It's like, okay, whatever. And then the thing we all wanted to see, well, first Seth Rollins came out and we were like, oh, okay, whatever. But then Roman Reigns showed up and then shit started popping off.
Yes, yes, yes. It started popping off. So the panel was what? Pat McAfee, Michael Cole, and former champions Big E and CM Punk. Shout out CM Punk. He was great on this. Oh my God. He was like, where were you guys in 2013 when they started booing The Rock? I thought that was funny. And Punk had a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of lines throughout that that people associate with taking digs at, AEW. But yeah, man. So Seth Rollins comes out there. And then, he talks and he says, you know, let's welcome Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns comes out there. The tribal chief comes out there, takes another jab at him. Says he came out there in his wife's shoes. Seth's like, oh, he actually came to work. I thought, no, just a little, continue the little banter between them. Roman said he decides who he faces in the main event of WrestleMania. He says he chooses The Rock. The Rock comes out there. And, you know, The Rock, he does his whole stick for the millions and millions and, you know, introduces the Cody Crybabies. He shows the family tree. There's a couple people missing. But he shows the family tree. And you can see it ingrained in the roots, you know. Yeah, and he said this is the biggest WrestleMania main event and it's bounded by blood. And if you don't like it, it doesn't matter what you think. Rock and Roman shake hands. Cody comes out there and says, whoa, 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 this is bullshit. He says, you don't get to decide who face.
A lot of cussing on this show.
Yeah, yeah. I like
it. And we didn't hear any of it, which sucked.
Oh, no, I heard it.
We heard a couple shits.
Yeah, I heard it. He says, I decide who the main event of WrestleMania because I won the Royal Rumble. And he looks at Seth and he says, Roman, I choose you. And then Roman's like, you must be stupid. Like, you're old news. Go over there with the losers. Go over there with the number twos. And then, Cody said, you know, what else did he say? He said, how can you both decide who's cooking or in the kitchen when you guys haven't been doing the cooking for 2 years? Says that if both your grandfathers here, they'd be disappointed. Roman says you're irrelevant. Your story doesn't matter. You're irrelevant, just like your dad. So this was hot. And then The Rock jumps in, says you talk about his family, talk about mine. Then he slaps him. I'm like, oh. That boy done put his hands on Cody Rhodes. What were your thoughts on all this before the backstage segment?
So jokingly, you know, at the end of the Bulletcast, which you guys definitely have listened to by now, I was like, oh, you know, maybe we're going to do this show and not have anything to talk about. Well, we have a lot to talk about because this was a fascinating, confusing, intriguing segment of just a whole bunch of different moving parts. I mean, first you go to Vegas where it's a free to the public during Super Bowl weekend. Media's there, probably fans. They didn't draw a whole lot. You know, I think they probably drew like 4,000, 5,000 people maybe. But, I mean, the crowd was interesting because, you know, as I say, it's Super Bowl weekend. There's probably going to be a lot of media types, a lot of casuals there who don't really watch wrestling that much, but they know The Rock. The crowd, I was trying to gauge the crowd, and I just couldn't get a grasp on it. And it's also like it's not a regular wrestling crowd. because like there was definitely some Rocky chance, there was some Cody chance, and it just kind of went back and forth. And I don't know what they were expecting for the show, if they were expecting more of a vociferous Cody response, but I thought that was kind of like the overlay of everything, just kind of the setting, because the setting was, I thought it was different, obviously, but it was just kind of, it was weird. It felt like kind of a WWE show, but it also kind of didn't feel like a show, just because I know there's going to be a lot of casual guys or casual fans there.
Yeah, I mean, this was it had a different feel to it, man. This felt very big, and there was usually the pro wrestling will try to be pro wrestling and keep it within like the storyline realm, but this didn't feel like that. This felt different, and it felt real. I mean, the family tree was a great touch. I mean, it had the, I think it, one of the things that made the realism, it didn't just have the gimmick names of wrestlers. It had their actual name, their gimmick name. And, you know, like it'd be like Roddy Anawai with Yokozuna, and then like his death and all that stuff.
And if you look at The Rocks, not only did it have Dwayne Johnson, it had like his tribal name.
Yes.
Which he got bestowed upon in Hawaii or whatever. And it's like, they're going all in on this.
They are. They didn't. I'm gonna throw the names out there that they missed for Sam Fatu. Obviously, Jacob Fatu. We know Journey Fatu is his brother. And then you go over to Umaga. Didn't have Zilla, who's in the business now. For Rikishi's kids, it had his daughter. Then it had the twins, Jeremiah Boo Man. Shout out to brother. And then went to Solo, Sepha. But then they missed Tamiko. They missed Ty. And then they missed Rikishi's younger son. And then I'm sure there are other names missing.
They missed you, Philip. You weren't on there.
Oh, no. I saw Flip Fly too. I was like, oh, dang, that's crazy. I'm up there. I saw it. Okay. But yeah. Nonetheless, yeah, I mean, they really did this. And I was like, wow, this is impressive. This is unbelievable. But yeah, man, I mean, this just felt it had a sense of realism. Like it felt real, because I've been around Samoans, man, and Polys. You talk about their family, they don't really act like that. So that's why it had that sense of realism for me. I mean, Cody calling his shot, Triple H just walked backstage, Seth is trying to get at them. So people are like, well, is it going to be a fatal four-way, winner takes all? Is it going to be are we going to get a tag match, Rollins and Cody versus Roman and Rock? Which I think we're going to get that in Perth. I believe we're going to get that in Australia, I think, because The Rock is advertised for that. But yeah, you know, Triple H is backstage with Jackie Redmond and, talks about it. Rock is walking back with Roman Reigns, and he says, you better fix this. Seth, when he was walking up, he's like, you're on the board now, man. This is BS, and you know it. But Rock, when he's walking back with Roman, he's like, you better fix it if he talks about our family again. I found the uncensored clip. He's like, I'm gonna knock his fucking teeth out or something when talking about Cody Rhodes. And then Roman was walking, and he was like, you're lucky we're here. And Triple H's like, no, you're lucky you're here. So yeah, The Rock siding with Roman Reigns, did not expect that. Nobody expected that.
They're leaning heavily into the backstage of it all, which is a direction. He said like he's on the board. I mean, Big E even brought up Nick Khan in conversation on the panel. And I thought one of the bigger things was Roman was subservient to The Rock. Like The Rock was the alpha in this situation. And Roman, had his little quips, but he was behind The Rock the whole time. Had to be intentional.
Yeah, it was. So a couple things. If this was the plan from the beginning,
it was not the plan. I think it's obvious. This was not the plan.
So here.
Saturday of Royal Rumble.
Here, we'll just throw this out there. If this was the plan from the beginning, kudos, great narrative. Now they've heard. Obviously, they heard the reaction that The Rock got. Once he faced Roman Reigns and Cody walked away on SmackDown. What a way to turn it on a dime. Now, Chris Van Vliet, shout out, brother. He interviewed The Rock back in 2014, and he asked him about a match with Roman Reigns. Rock said he could never turn heel. Here we are. Bro, is The Rock advertised for SmackDown tonight? Are we going to get Hollywood Rock? Or can I get the theme song? Can I get the Hollywood Rock theme song? I love this. This is awesome. This is fantastic. Now, the ending of WrestleMania, or the ending of Royal Rumble 2015 in Philadelphia, I might add. But WrestleMania is that going to be the scene? Is that going to be the scene for this WrestleMania? Is The Rock going to be holding up Roman Reigns' hand while Roman is holding that championship again?
Possibly. I mean, there is a bunch of different directions they can go with this one. Like I said, this was obviously not the plan. I do believe they are going with Roman and Cody now. I mean, they had the graphic. They have completely, like, switched it up.
It's not official until you get a graphic. You know, Triple H said Cody gets to go finish his story. This is going to be special.
It was still very confusing how they got there. I mean, Cody, after getting cucked last week on SmackDown, he just comes out and is like, okay, screw it. I'm going to face you at WrestleMania.
I think what it was, you know, Cody like was willing to step aside. But then I guess, you know, he probably was backstage and saw what The Rock was doing and the way he was doing this. And that's why he came out there and said, no, this is bullshit. I've made my decision. I'm taking you. You know, I'm going after Roman. I'm taking it all away from you. I think what pissed off Cody is, you know, The Rock saying there was only one royal family in pro wrestling. And what does Cody's song say? Wrestling has more than one royal family. So good stuff, man. This was a what do they call the bloodline does? Cinema? This was cinema. I like that. And then after the altercation, CM Punk, the gym he is, he says, yeah, there are a lot of man buns in pro wrestling now, not really attached to men. People think that was a shot at the Young Bucks. And he says, you know, if your boss hits you, you know, get in your boss's face. Slap your boss. And, you know, I was like, okay. We're like, oh, that's a shot at Tony Khan. Thoughts on the Punk comments of it all?
I mean, the panel with Cole was just, God bless Cole, because he was the straight man. He had to kind of just hold this all together, where I obviously think McAfee, Punk, and Big E were just freewheeling out there. It was unscripted, and they were just saying just wild stuff. I mean, Punk was, you know, talking about beating up your boss. Big E's out here fantasy booking, saying, oh, maybe it's going to be a tag match, maybe a special guest referee, maybe, you know, all these things that WWE kind of doesn't want you to think about right now. They're trying to just focus
No. That's you say special guest referee. The new game has a special guest referee feature.
Yeah, I know. But Michael Cole is out here just trying to say, like, we don't know right now. Cody presumably is going to face Roman Reigns. So they're just like, Big E, just don't talk about stuff we might actually be doing. Just focus on what we have in front of us right now.
Oh, no, man. Just get it speculating, get percolating, get the brain percolating. I like that. I like that. This was good stuff, man. This was fun. I like this. We need more of these. We need one of these for all the big pay-per-views. I need one for SummerSlam. I need one for Bash in Berlin. I need one for the Royal Rumble next year. I mean, can we get one for Elimination Chamber? Can we get one?
I mean, we kind of got one for Elimination Chamber. This was kind of a little Elimination Chamber preview. We did have Charlotte, Rhea and Becky.
Wow.
I know. Sorry. Shout out Brian Tronick. I thought, you know, I know we don't talk about him on this podcast, but if you guys check Twitter, Friday, our boy Brian Tronick was just going absolutely bananas on Twitter, just tweeting at WWE. He's one of the Cody crybabies. The Rock would call him a Cody crybaby.
Is he really? What was he saying?
Let's see. Let's go out here and look at our boy Ultron.
Let's go to Twitter, man. I didn't notice. Let me see, man.
I assume this is the last thing he tweeted outside of, you know, retweeting some things. Shout out Kobe forever. Great.
Shout out Kobe. Somebody's going after me on
Sucks. Cody Rhodes is absolutely the man and should definitely be facing Roman at WrestleMania. I figured with Vince no longer in charge of creative, we won't get dumb pivots like this, but here we are. # SmackDown. I need Las Vegas to make some damn noise for Cody on Thursday. Goddamn, yes. Right.
# we want Cody. Everyone in that arena last night on SmackDown are lame for cheering this bullshit. All right, I'm done for the day. You're really going to let The Rock politic his way into the main event of WrestleMania over Cody? Fix this.
Your WrestleMania sucks at WWE, at Triple H, at TKO Group.
What? Ryan, bro.
I mean, The Rock did say on Pat McAfee's show, there's people out there, you know, daddy, can we go play catch? Not now, son. Me. Oh, honey, you want to have sex? Not now, honey. I mean, I'm just, you know.
Yo,
I mean,
bro, we need to we
Brian,
I didn't know this was going on, Brian, my guy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're okay now. I really hope it's all right in your world now that Cody is in the main event of WrestleMania now. That was something, bro. That was I didn't know that. That was a good laugh. I needed that. In other news, WWE Speed was announced on this press conference. It's something they've been testing out for a while. So here the deal is gonna be with X, you know, Twitter. Yeah, so let's see. What is it? Twitter has signed a 2-year deal with WWE for a new exclusive weekly video series called WWE Speed. The concept will feature timed matches meant to be completed in 5 minutes or less. The series, which is planned to be taped, will debut this spring and will feature WWE superstars from across the roster. The content will be exclusive. The matches will not be repurposed for other WWE programming, with new episodes debuting 52 weeks per year. So, hey, there you go. That's other news out of this press conference.
Yeah, we've been seeing some tapings of these matches recently, you know, kind of lower level guys, you know, some mid carders. So it's just more content for WWE. And I don't know.
They not do main event anymore?
No, they'll still do main event, but it's just another thing. And with it only being 5 minute or less matches, probably gonna be a lot of squash matches, maybe, you know, some flippy doos and things of that nature. So
get people ready.
They're trying to hop on that Mr. Beast, Elon Musk money train.
Well, that is a
you know, Elon's out here implanting chips in people's heads.
Does he really?
Yep.
Wow.
Seems like a great idea because he's doing it for people who don't have, you know, they can't use their limbs. But, you know, one thing leads to another, and then we're all praising our Elon overlords.
I don't know anything about that.
And then, you know, and then Pat McAfee and Aaron Rodgers are okay with that, but then, you know, not okay with the vaccine. But we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, nonetheless, this is a wrestling podcast. I don't know where you started talking about all that other stuff. I have to cut all that out now. It's great. Thank you.
Well, Pat McAfee is on the show, so, you know, it's a link.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the main event of WrestleMania 40, Rhodes reigns 2 for the graphic said WWE Championship, but it's still the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship as long as the Tribal Chief has it. Yes, that is the main event. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to an episode 2 of So What Do You Want to Talk About? Hopefully it won't be another four months before we do another one of these. I don't know. We're probably going to do some other things, some retro things with this show. And obviously talk about, you know, probably current.
Maybe a WrestleMania retro recap?
Maybe we go down a reality show rabbit hole. I don't know. We will find out. Back for the regularly scheduled programming next week. You guys know where to find us. You know where to find me. You know where to find Brandon. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous.